Hi, welcome to Evidence here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Ted Fox.
And I'm Angela Bloomberg.
On today's show, we are going to be talking to Claudia Moore about Dances in a Small Room, which is going to be taking place at the Young Center in the Distillery District. After that, we'll be talking to Matt Jash. No, I'm not sure how you pronounce Mazurski. I never can pronounce that name correctly. He's involved with the choreography of Rudolf Nureyev, and here to talk about it will be Mos Mazanin, the director, choreographer, writer, also with Matt Jash. And welcome, Armine Krishishian, who's here for Behind the Veil. And it's a production that runs on Saturday, November 28th, and Sunday, November 29th. And that will all take place at the Isabel Bader Theater at 93 Charles in Toronto. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you're the artistic director of Evolution Dance Theater.
Yes.
And can you talk a bit about yourself and the theater?
I have some dance background and training and also in theater. And I have tried to put a show together where we bring in social and spiritual issues to the stage. And Behind the Veil, this particular production, which is the first of the Evolution Dance Theater that was formed last year, that is exactly what it's doing, bringing social and spiritual issues to the stage. Behind the Veil is about a character called Alame, who we see her journey of struggle and triumph from the beginning of the times of the pharaohs to the present, and her opponent is a traditional woman. So the show is based on the struggle of women of tradition against women who seek freedom of expression.
And is she going to succeed in this struggle, or what are her encounters on stage?
In different eras, it starts with about 4,000 years ago, and then about 800 years ago, and then 200 years ago, and now. And basically, we want to show that there is hope and there is beauty. So she does succeed, finally, but she goes through a lot of struggles before she can reach her triumph.
So basically, would you say that the struggles that she had, let's say, when she was in the 4,000-year-ago period, were more severe than the one that she encounters the closer she comes to the present time? Is that?
No, not necessarily. She has ups and downs throughout the years or centuries. We maintain the same character, and because obviously a person cannot live for 4,000 years, but it's the same spirit or the same type of a woman. And the opponent is also the same type of a woman, and what happens in between. Different eras, they have different issues.
Right.
And I like to finish on a high note, a positive note, where everything is supposedly hunky-dory.
Right.
Are you intermingling actors with the dancers, or are the dancers also characters in the piece?
Everybody is a character. everybody, I would say most people are dancing. There's a few who are just acting. Mm-hmm. There is no spoken words. We do have a storyteller who links the scenes and the story together. She's the link between the audience and the performers. And there are some spoken words here and there, just words, not sentences. Some expressions.
And could I ask something? I heard there is also a tandem story going on about a serpent.
Could you
say a little bit about this story?
Yes, the serpent would be the snake and the snake charmer. It's a parallel story, which is a sub-story, which represents Alame's, the snake represents Alame's shadow or inner self or the weaker self. And the snake charmer represents men in general and the society. So we see both of them happening at the same time. It is multimedia and it is multidisciplinary. So we try to bring in feast and beauty to the eyes and the soul.
It's interesting. Snakes always have a masculine presence or symbol right from the beginning of the
Guess
Bible and the fall.
Guess
and the
why?
Fall was caused by a
yes.
snake.
Yes.
I'm also curious to hear, let's say in the symbol of the snake, is it typical for Middle Eastern storytelling or dance, or do you think it is typically European, or how do you think it is perceive?
It's from the ancient times, actually. And mm-hmm. if we go back to the Egyptian times, they were always with the snake, which was the black cobra. And they had snake heads, if you recall.
Right.
Yes. So the snake represents duality, the wisdom and temptation.
All right.
Now, your dancers come from a wide variety of backgrounds.
Yes, correct.
It's like a fusion of all different dance styles. Can you elaborate a bit about that and how you are incorporating the different dance styles in the work?
Sure. The show itself has Middle Eastern flair. There's no doubt about that. It's Middle Eastern based, but we do have different type of dancing in there, which is jazz, interpretive, modern, which is contemporary, and some Middle Eastern and belly dancing as well. And because the whole show is revealed, or the story is revealed through dance movements and storytelling, so we have to present something visually. So the way the dances are choreographed with the costumes and the settings and the decor or the images on the wall, you could actually see what is happening. So there is not too much, it's not really, really necessary to use a lot of words because it's very visually based. Although we do have a storyteller who will make sure that the audience gets the story completely. Because sometimes if we don't hear the words, it's kind of difficult to figure out exactly what happened just through the dance. This way, we make sure that everybody gets the story completely. It's very story-based. So it's not exactly theater, it's not exactly dance, but it's very unique, that's all I can say.
And has that, have you pursued this line in your previous pieces, or is this new that you, okay?
It's the same. The very first time when we did a production, it was Evolution of the Humankind, presented by Awareness Unlimited Productions. And so we did that in 2006, enhanced it in 2007, and yet enhanced it further in 2008. So we've been performing that for 3 years. This particular story, Behind the Veil, is a different storyline, although some of the dancers dances we have taken from the previous show. But it's a totally different storyline.
Right. You also say that your aim, or one of your probably many aims, is to reevaluate and destigmatize secular art.
Yes.
And I was actually wondering, because let's say these women who perform your dances, would they be able to perform them in the Middle East as well, or is this a taboo to see women? I assume that there must be a taboo to present dance.
It is. In Middle East, belly dancing, actually, it is a taboo. It is not really looked upon with high esteem, I would say. And the stars, who are the stars of belly dance, they have probably struggled a lot to become who they have become. But generally speaking, it's not really accepted that women perform in public. It's a very beautiful art, and it takes a lot of time to learn the dances and the movements. Excuse me. And so what I'm really trying to say here as a creator is that it can be destigmatized. It's not necessary to have that stamp on it. And one thing that I could add here is that it says a particular facet in the compelling nature of the Behind the Veil is that the story speaks to several cultures simultaneously. And also, for the Western world, it is to experience the tapestry of story truths underlying the Middle Eastern dance traditions. Because in the West, everybody thinks that, oh, everyone dances in the Middle East, everyone belly dances. And unfortunately, a lot of times they think it's perceived as just an exotic shake. Well, it could be, but it's not always that. Women danced as a form of prayers centuries ago in temples, or they just danced to express themselves, and eventually at some point they danced for men to make money, and that was how it kind of got changed. But we need to make that separation, that the art is separate than an exotic shake. It's just two different things. And so we are showing all of these dance forms of with the belly dancing or the serpentine movement in its context of the story. So it's not, because you can be sensuous, you can be powerful, you can be playful as a belly dancer. It doesn't mean it's just an exotic shake. And just because of the costuming, it's always appealing because it's half naked body. But if you just change the costuming, actually, it would give a totally different look.
Right.
Now, to get onto costuming then, the colors, the use of material and everything, how important is that to you in this concept?
Very important. I'm very visual. So the costumings are very elaborate. There's a lot of gold in there, royal blue, some red, very, very strong colors. There are some pastels. You know, it's a visual medium, this production, so it has to be visually very beautiful. So we're trying.
And I mean, you just said, let's say, imagine we put ballet dancers into a different costume. Is this what you do, or you put them in their traditional costumes or in their...
All of the above. Okay. We showed the different parts in different ways.
Right.
If you dance this way, or if you wear this costume, and how it evolves.
Right.
We have full belly dance costumes as well as other types of costuming when they're dancing.
How many dancers are involved into this production?
25.
Wow.
Oh boy.
And they are all choreographed and organized by yourself?
Yes, there is about 3-4 dances that we have co-choreographed. It's me and other members of the group. With different people. So let's say dance one, I have choreographed with one person. Dance two, I have choreographed with another person. But it's about 3 or 4 of them that it's been co-created.
Right. Go ahead.
How do you find the Isabel Bader stage to work on?
I really like it. We were there last year. Technically, it has all the criteria that we're looking for. And the theater itself is beautiful. It sits about 500 people. It's very cozy. It's not too big. It's not too small. I really like it there.
I was wondering because I don't think money dance as a whole use that space, do they? I don't see much dance in there. It's theater, it's film festival, various other things. But it is a very beautiful space.
Well, recently, as far as I know, the last year or so, there has been some dances. There have been some dances. But we find it very, very good. So we go back there. Right. Yes.
I have one... Do we still have more time? Yeah, I have one other question. You basically said that your character represents like the many struggles, but you like to finish on a high note,
yes.
Which it is. I think you described it as the universality of human condition.
Yes.
Could you explain a little bit like what is this universality
okay.
of?
The high note is nothing. It's not necessarily relating to the universality, but what I meant with universality is that. Although we may come from different cultures or different backgrounds, the feelings that we feel are the same. So if we are from East or the West or wherever, if we're feeling love, if we're feeling sadness, if we're feeling joy or sorrow, it's the same feeling. It has no relevance of if we come from Africa or China or France or US, it's the same. And that's what I mean by universality. So everyone who actually sits there and witnesses what's going on, they can totally relate of what is happening because it's based on human emotions. That's what I meant.
Right. And would you say that we all share these, but different cultures express them differently?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Also, we didn't touch on the music.
Yes.
How are you working with music?
Music, normally we... use different CDs, different tracks from different artists, and because it's in the theater, we then work with SoCan. But there's a lot of beautiful music out there that we just take from different CDs.
Okay.
And I believe we are giving away 2 tickets.
Yes.
For,
okay, there'll be a pair of tickets for Saturday, November 28th at 8 p.m. That's for the Isabel Bader Theater.
Yes.
And the number to call is 416-946-7000. That's 416-946-7000.
Yes, and they can also check our website, www.theevolution.ca, theevolution.ca, or they can go for the tickets. They can call uoftix.ca, or call the uoftix 978-8849.
Okay. And again, it runs November 28th, 8 p.m., November 29th, 2 p.m., Isabel Bader Theater. That's 93 Charles Street West, and it's easy access from the museum subway station.
Yes, and it's called Behind the Veil.
It's called Behind the Veil. You are listening to Evidence here on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Thank you.